Students at Baghdad University are taking exams. This marks the end of the first full semester since Saddam Hussein was overthrown last spring. The campus is bustling with students, but as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, these young people have little confidence in the future.
All students entering Baghdad University campus are searched. It's now simply a way of life, as are the bare walls, cold auditoriums, and constant electricity outages. One good sign, after fears of crime and rape on the streets, girls are back in the classrooms. Mona Abdul Kadim is a 21-year-old senior.
At first, my father used to drive me from the college into it, but later on, I used to go. I feel it's more relaxed.
Drinking Cokes in the student center, most of these young people relish the new freedom. Many in Iraq still question.
The students here are educated. Their understanding of the situation is better than the men in the street who, let's say, view or look at the soldiers as invaders or occupiers. But the average of the people here feel that they are not only invaders. They came here to do something good for us. And this is good, and we feel grateful for that reason.
For Ali Abed Hassoun and his classmates, the most immediate problem is lack of books. The central library was burned and other libraries looted while U.S. troops stood by in the early days of the invasion. Von Sommer, an English major, is frustrated.
The books are out of date. I mean, they are very old, and we feel that we are backwarded. Very old, I mean, 60s, 70s, the modern ones, 80s.
Those few with money end up buying back books, clearly stamped with a university emblem, in the local markets. After it was looted, the U.S. Army rebuilt the Internet Cafe, but it's overcrowded. General Daniel Kaufman, Dean of Academics at West Point, stops by in a tour. He believes the U.S.-led coalition could have done still more to help students.
Simple things like library books, periodicals, that sort of stuff that will get them back up and running. We can really help them at not a lot of cost.
Backed by the military, he's one of the few American academics who's dared to come here. His team will lecture on everything from psychology to civil engineering and rhetoric. After years of isolation, this is the first time many students have ever had a chance to practice their English with a foreigner.
West Point are honored to be here at this storied institution. We at West Point just celebrated our 200th birthday, which is old for us, but not so old for you.
Baghdad University may be 1,200 years old, but politics on campus are starting anew. Political parties have yet to engage most students. Mona expresses the general confusion and skepticism about current members of the U.S.-picked governing council.
We didn't know them before, so how can we judge on them from their appearance?
They were all abroad,
so they came after the war, so we don't know anything about them.
Ali Abed Hassoun, a graduate student, fears those trying to play on ethnic and religious divisions.
There are people who are interested in creating a split and to start a fire between the two parties, the Shia and the Sunni. No, but this is bad because Islam, whether Shia or Sunni, does not require this. And in fact, I'm afraid of these people because though they are a few, if things are not going to be better, their number might, let's say, double.
The general consensus here is that emerging political leaders are interested primarily in their own future, not the future of the people. Students here say they've lost any confidence in the previous regime, but have found nowhere else to put their faith. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.